Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 19th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah, chapters 37 to 39. God will reward us according to our actions. We read in Jeremiah chapter 39 verses 1 and 2 like this. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, on the 9th day of the month, the city was penetrated. Jerusalem was so strong that the inhabitants believed the enemy could never enter it. But sin provoked God to withdraw his protection, and then it was as weak as other cities. After King Zedekiah had ruled Judah for 11 years, the Babylonians captured Jerusalem in 586 BC. What we read in chapter 39 is how God rewarded three different people living in Jerusalem according to their actions. 1. God rewarded Zedekiah for his wickedness. Verses 1 to 10. King Zedekiah did not pay any attention to the word of God that he spoke through his prophet Jeremiah. And we read that in Jeremiah chapter 37 verse 2. But neither he, that is Zedekiah, nor his servants, nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. He was specifically requested by Jeremiah to obey the voice of God and surrender to the Babylonian kings as follows. That we read in Jeremiah chapter 38 verse 20. Please obey the voice of the Lord which I speak to you, so it shall be well with you and your soul shall live. But Zedekiah, his sons, and his men of war tried to flee but was captured. The last thing Zedekiah saw was the execution of his own sons. Then he was blinded. He walked by sight and ended up in darkness. He lived to serve himself and lost everything. He learned the truth of these words that we find in Numbers chapter 32 verse 23. Be sure your sin will find you out. Number 2. God rewarded Jeremiah for his faithfulness. In verses 11 to 14, we read that, for 40 difficult years, Jeremiah courageously proclaimed God's word even though the people refused to obey it. If we measure ministry by results, Jeremiah was a failure. Given his freedom, he chose to remain with his people and minister to them. We see that the Babylonian king gave instructions through the captain of his guard that Jeremiah should be well treated, and eventually the prophet was released from the court of the prison. How true are these words written in Psalms 84 verse 11? For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And number 3, God rewarded Ebed-Melech for his kindness. That we read in verses 15 to 18. This is what God spoke to this Ethiopian eunuch through Jeremiah. That we read in Jeremiah chapter 39 verses 17 and 18. I will deliver you, and you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword. But your life shall be as a prize to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord. God did not forget the act of kindness done to Jeremiah. God rewarded this Ethiopian by persuading King Zedekiah to release Jeremiah from the slimy pit dungeon for his kindness. Now we know why this foreigner had rescued Jeremiah. He had put his faith in the God of Israel. It must have been Jeremiah's witness that won him. An outsider trusted the God of Israel, but the Jews would not trust him. Let us clearly understand that God will one day reward us for all that we do in this world. Knowing this fact, let our actions be pleasing in God's sight and worthy of his rewards that he will give us one day in the future. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ has promised us while he was in this world. And we read in Matthew chapter 10 verses 40 to 42. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward.